Tonight on TMSPN, I thought it was a video game.
Special a fight.
Give me a Big Mac and buy my weed.
No more Adventure Time for you.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPN.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to TMS PM at roughly 3:38 PM Mountain Time. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett on Thursday, the 29th of September, 2016. Going on over there? Just let it all spill out like a can of beans.
That's right.
Or like that gross gif I put in the gaming group. You see that gif of the lady and the and it looks like poop comes out of her?
But it's just meat. Yes, I couldn't stop. I was transfixed by that damn thing.
I don't know how they made it, but it's pretty impressive.
It's I tried to kind of break it down without pausing it or slowing it down or anything. Yeah. And I swear to God, there is a frame where there's part of a chicken coming out of the back of that woman.
Part of canned chicken. First of all, canned chicken. Who is eating canned chicken, number one? Is that a thing you can buy? You can go buy canned chicken?
Yeah, you can get a can of chicken.
Why? What's that do? What's that
stored for? Stored in a gelatin sauce. It just, you know, basically saves you the trouble of cooking it. It's like one of those pre-cooked things, like pre-cooked ham in a can.
It seems like a bad ham. Idea. It seems like a bad idea is all I'm saying.
Oh, it definitely is. There's no way I'd eat that.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is like in a thickened liquid.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's being preserved kind of like the what are those little wieners called? Vienna sausages.
Vienna sausages, exactly. Like, it's that gelatinous goo.
Could you eat a spoonful of that? Just the goo?
I probably could, okay. Sadly. Here, you know what? I'm copying and pasting. I'm putting that GIF in the chat room.
Is this the GIF? All right. Chat room, you've been warned. Let's play this. Hold on.
Oh, it doesn't automatically play in there? You just got to click it to see it.
Yeah, you got to click it to see it. So here you go. I'm going
to
put it.
That gives him the option to back out.
Really, really foul. All right, hold on. Why isn't this working? Here we go.
Is it not working?
No, it's working.
Okay, good. Now. I swear to God, there's a frame in there where there's...
It must have been done on video with some kind of like, you know, overlay or who knows what. It's really
It's fun. One of those things, though, that is so magical because it's repeating over and over. And your mind wants to stop it right on the right frame so you can figure out what's going on there. But
yeah, I feel like I'm being messed with. And also, I'll never buy a turkey or a chicken in a can ever.
Yeah. Whew. Cornish game hen or something.
That was rough.
So you remember, speaking of chicken, you remember I was talking about going up to the Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch, right?
Yeah, how'd that go?
I didn't do it. Oh. I took a 2.5 mile, almost 3 mile walk and went out for sushi at the local, just basically had a bento box over the sushi place nearby. Well, I think healthier.
Yeah, plus you walked there.
Salad. Yeah. I walked there.
Yeah.
Wanted to get some walking time. All my Pokemon Go Plus time, this little device, all my Pokemon Go Plus time has been driving around. So I did want to actually like feel, you know, well, let's actually walk around with this thing and see how it does.
The health benefits.
The actual health benefits. So.
So, and the sushi was good. That sounds like a way better thing than I did. I won't tell you what I did.
Let me guess, McDouble?
Nope, no restaurant.
Okay.
I made it here at home. The problem was I wasn't really sure what we had here. Uh-huh. So I just kind of convoluted up something that was probably not great for me.
Oh, no.
So I don't even know what to call it. Like, it was just a pile of stuff that was in the fridge, so I heated it up.
Right.
And it made it work, and it was
like kind of like a bunch of different leftovers that you maybe combined into one leftover.
Some sort of meat item mixed with some ricey sort of thing and some kind of greasy, I don't know what. Mm-hmm. And then I deserted it all up with a Rice Krispie square at the end. So, yeah, I have no excuse. I have no excuse. I live like an idiot.
That's actually not a bad, you know, as far as healthy, unhealthy things go, desserts go, the Rice Krispie treat's not too bad.
Yeah, well, there's rice in it, I guess. And,
right.
Copious amounts of horrible sugar, but other than that, the rice.
Marshmallow, but it's like, you know, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we're not going to make an argument that it's good for you, but we will say I could have eaten worse.
Yes, I for sure. Oh, yeah, by all means.
Yeah, I could have eaten a homeless man's barbecued scrotum jerky. I could have done that.
Oh.
I know, right? Nobody wants that. Geez. Hey, can you lay in the rain and just have water land on you and just hold still and not have it bug you? Is that a thing you can do?
I don't know if I could. So I don't know if I've certainly haven't tried it, but it would feel like waterboarding, right?
Yeah, that was very interesting. You should say that. I wanted to try something today. It was just barely sprinkling outside, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go spend 10 minutes with the dog on the hammock before this phone call I had to be on.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out there and I laid on this hammock, and it was just drizzling, but it was enough to sort of, you know, I'm in shorts. And it's enough that when it hits your skin, you definitely know when a little drop of cold water at the end of September is hitting your skin. So just like these little spiky feelings of like tip, tap, tip, tap, tip. And I only made it about 5 minutes before I just about thought I was going to jump out of my skin.
It's weird because you could probably stand in the rain for half an hour if you needed to.
Sure.
But and not be bothered by it.
Yeah, because it kind of, I guess your hair acts as a barrier and then it just sort of drips.
Well, not everybody's got.
That's true. Shouldn't listen. I'm always not thinking of the bald man here.
Yeah. Won't somebody think of the bald men?
Think of the bald men.
No, but I think there's something about the vulnerability of laying down and having rain fall on you versus standing up and saying, well, if I wanted to, I could move around and I don't know what good that would do because it's not like you can dodge rain.
Well, what's that Chinese water torture where I saw it on Mythbusters.
It's called Chinese water torture.
Yeah. That is what it's called. But they just drip like water repeatedly on your forehead until you go crazy or answer their questions or whatever. Right. And when I heard about that, I'm like, I could do that all day. Big deal. Mm-hmm. A little bit of water smack in your head. Turns out it'll mess you up. Like, totally make you feel like you're going to lose your mind. So, that happened to me out in the rain today. And I just wanted to share my little science experiment with everybody.
Wow.
It was self-induced. I wouldn't call it waterboarding, but, you know.
Sure. Water torture, though.
Sure. It involved water.
Sprinkle rain torture.
I felt tortured.
Sure.
Mission accomplished.
I remember that was one of the audio things on that Halloween album that everybody had as a kid.
Mm.
There was a whole segment of Chinese water torture.
Yeah. I do remember that.
Same little.
Oh, gosh. Was that what it was supposed to represent?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because it even says that, I think, on the label. Like on the sleeve of the album. I think it even says Chinese water torture.
I think you're right. Check this.
Track two.
Check this out. There's a little Halloween for you. Oh, yeah. Do you know what this is?
Is it the beginning of Thriller?
I don't know. It kind of sounds like that.
It does.
Here, let me skip it. Anyway, I play this every year. It's the Diablo 3, the Haunted Sounds of Sanctuary soundtrack. And it's all stuff they over there at Blizzard that they culled from the Diablo game that is all creepy and Halloweenish and then just stretched it out to like 7 or 8 minute tracks. And you just play this on repeat out on your porch and it sounds as good as anything you've ever heard.
God, that's fantastic.
Pretty neat. Yeah. Some of it's kind of musicy. Like Tristram just sounds like, here's spider caves. Look at this. Ooh, spiders in caves. You hear all the spiders?
You can hear all their little legs.
Oh, that's, blah, blah, blah. I don't like that at all.
Grizzly ghouls from every tomb.
Oh my gosh. The memories of that. Everyone had it, dude. Everybody had it. That's incredible. All right. Time for the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
All right. We got some news items here and I'm going to share with you right now.
Okay.
For example, how about this one? Hold on. Let's get a little... there's been a man accused of carjacking and said he thought it was in a video game.
Oh, sure.
This is what he's saying.
Some of those video games seem so real and lifelike that I can understand how you forget where the game ends and life begins.
Exactly. And I should mention that this and the very next story that's with it are both from Florida men.
Okay? Yeah.
Terrence.
Courtesy of TampaBay.com.
Terrence Ryland Fairman, age 21. Told police officers he thought he was in a video game when he tried to push a man off a motorcycle on Belcher Road about 12:30 a.m. September 26th. How'd you like to live on Belcher Road? Welcome to Belcher Road.
Right, exactly. Well, Bob Belcher, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers. That's a good point. I guess now there's a popular culture reason that you could feel okay about it. Fairman of Largo, Florida, said he was trying to get to the motorcycle, or trying to get the motorcycle to drive home. According to an arrest report, he admitted he was highly intoxicated. Oh, gee, maybe it's because you were drunk, not because you're in a video game.
Right, yeah. Hmm. I kept looking for the triangle button, but I just ended up pushing him off.
Says, investigators said Fairman ran away after hitting the motorcyclist in the head with a red light. He faces a charge of carjacking without a weapon. I guess that's a thing you can do, is get busted for carjacking without a weapon. It's interesting they just say without a weapon. Why isn't it just carjacking or carjacking with a weapon?
Right. Is it a lesser charge? I guess it's a lesser charge because you're saying, hey, you, I'm shaking my fist at you. Let me drive your car.
It just seems like it'd be less complicated to say, I carjacked him. Oh, right. Yeah, just make that your default. That's carjacking with no other implements.
You could be like a massive Gold's Gym workout looking dude, right? With, mm-hmm. Big old guns and go up to the guy. Mm-hmm. And is that less frightening than, a little squirrely guy with a crowbar?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
If you take my car either way, it's kind of a bummer.
That's right. And you throw me out and then you drive and change the radio station to the all 80s channel.
There you go.
I thought it was in a video game. Dang it. Happened to me too.
You did it again. Oh, that's too bad. What's your high score? All right.
Grand Theft Dumbass.
It's not bad. That should have been my headline. How about this one? The video didn't lie. Man says man arrested in theft of candy bars. The 53-year-old Phineas or Pinellas Park man. stole approximately 12 candy bars from a Sitco on Park Boulevard on September 24th, according to an arrest report. When police later caught up to the man, Verdell Jerome Shepherd. Verdell. Who names their kid Verdell? Yeah.
Someone who just says, well, I want him to be a criminal, but I only want him to steal candy bars. he's going to be kind of a bad criminal.
He's the worst kind.
We're not going to name him, Brock or
Jacob.
Max.
Yeah. It's none of that. It's Verdell.
Verdell
Jerome Shepherd was arrested today. That just sounds right.
Apologies, by the way, to our listeners named Brock or Max.
Or Verdell.
Or Verdell. Yeah.
They showed him surveillance video from the store as he watched. Shepherd, referring to himself, said, that Shepherd, that video don't lie. That's pretty good.
That's me. Doesn't even say that's me. It's like, yep, that's
Shepherd.
referring to himself in the third person like that is really funny. Yep.
Ah, there's old Shepherd again.
Oh yeah, that's Ibbot. That's Ibbot right there stealing the whatchamacallits.
Bobby's not having fun. No, was that guy in Seinfeld? Billy, oh, Bobby. Jimmy didn't like what happened back there. Jimmy's not happy. That's what it reminds me of.
Jimmy's been watching you.
Oh, I love Jimmy. Everyone loves Jimmy.
Yeah.
Florida woman.
Verdell.
Listen, I'm about to give some gender neutral news here, because we just talked about two Florida men. Now let's talk about a Florida woman.
Oh, gender equality is what we are all about here.
Always and forever.
The TMS program.
Florida woman smacks sister with a spatula over rent money in a Walmart.
Please tell me that it's a spatula she brought from home and not one she has was buying at Walmart.
Oh, that's a really good point. All right, so let's find out. A Florida woman was arrested earlier this month after investigators said she smacked her sister with a spatula after she asked about rent money. Sandra Walter, age 71, was at the Fort Pierce area Walmart on September 3rd when she began to argue with her sister about the amount of rent that she had given her. The argument grew physical and Walter grabbed a spatula. So grabbed a store spatula.
Darn it.
You're in the wrong part of the store, ladies.
Right.
Should have been like the garden area or something with big tools.
Oh, no, that'd be worse. Like smack her with a hoe?
Well, I'm just saying. It'd be a little more adventurous.
Right.
Grabbed a spatula, smacked her sister with it on the forearm and forehead. Only all the four parts. Okay. When investigators arrived at the scene, Walter's sister had a red mark on her forearm that looked like a burger. Just kidding. And a welt on and a cut on her forehead. Walter told investigators she struck her sister after she was kicked in her upper back and neck area.
Jeez.
Yeah, she was arrested.
71-year-old just laying down the smackdown.
Yeah, the old lady stink. I don't know what that means. Right. What's going on at this? Oh my gosh, this is Florida too, but I didn't mean it to be.
Wow.
Oh, that's hilarious. Because it's also tcpalm.com. What's up with this Mickey D's drive-thru? Well, there's a woman in torn jeans with a bag. On September 13th, asked whether she wanted to purchase crack or Xanax at the window. So she was driving through the window, got up there and tried to sell drugs to the dude at the window.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. But there was on the way. So a woman in torn jeans was somewhere between the speaker, the microphone, and then getting up to the window.
Yes. So she basically,
please pull forward to the window. Do not stop for the woman with the torn jeans who's offering you drugs.
When they arrived, they found Crystal Olson, 32, who had slurred
Crystal
speech.
Bethany.
And she says she swayed as she sat. She led investigators to search her purse, or let them. As she handed me her purse, Olson said that the purse was her sister's. When asked why she had her sister's purse, Olson stated it was actually her purse, but her sister stole it, and she recently took it back. You know, the more stoned people are, the worse their stories get.
Right. So if she put some drugs in it, it was drugs that she put in after she stole it, but before I stole it back.
Nailed it. That's it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm sure it went no different than that.
Let me draw a little timeline out for you here.
It says here, when the person investigators turned up, what they said was drug paraphernalia. I love that word. Mm-hmm. Paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia.
That's pretty good. Question about that. Olson said it belonged to her sister. Really? I'm shocked. And that her sister was trying to frame her. Wow. She later said that, said she had a straw on her that she employed to snort her prescription Klonopin. I know a thing about Klonopin. You're not supposed to snort it. You're supposed
right,
to
well,
water. Yeah.
You know? It goes, works a little bit faster if you snort it.
Is that the deal? Is that
sure. True? And maybe true. Her doctor said, now, you know, you probably don't want to wait for this to take effect. So grind it up and make sure you have a straw on you at all times.
So is it true of all drugs? If I really wanted to hit it hard with the ibuprofen, I should snort it because it'll hit those membranes and stuff.
Yeah.
That seems bad.
Otherwise, they'd sell cocaine pills.
Yeah. Nobody wants that. At the end of the day.
Would you like to buy some cocaine pills?
Sure. How many can I get?
Do you have caplets?
She says later, oh, I already said that. Deputies evidently weren't loving it and took Olson
Hobe sound, yeah, I guess.
All right. I'm going to say hobo. Because
sure. Not? Hobo sound.
To jail. To jail on possession of drug paraphernalia charge. All right, wow. There's that. And finally in the news, something that has nothing to do with Florida as far as I know. Adventure Time is ending after its ninth season airs in 2018.
And wow.
Then they're out!
So Finn and...
what's the dog? Jeff, Frank, Larry?
Whatever.
Henry,
yeah.
Zippo?
I've seen one episode of Adventure Time. Oh. I didn't. It's not like I didn't enjoy it, but...
It's just something you haven't gotten around to. It's a good in the background kind of thing. It's a fun little show.
Yeah. Tristan loves it. Tristan and his girlfriend and Simon and all of his little friends love it.
I think there's an entire generation of people right around that age whose love for that and influence by that will last well into their 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's a big deal for them.
It's going to be their equivalent of our Saturday morning cartoons, our Croft, Sid and Marty Croft love.
Oh, that's Filmation.
But yeah, that too, though.
Sure. Yeah. Like Super Friends and the Saturday morning lineup that we love so much. And the after schools with G.I. Joe. I used to do that. I'd come home from school, watch G.I. Joe. It was not good.
The more you know. No, Joe. No, what was it?
No, it's and Knowing's Half the Battle.
Knowing's Half the Battle. That's it. Yeah.
G.I. Joe. And thus you're talking about the fake ones, and those are amazing for their own reasons. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen those?
Help computer.
Yes.
Help the computer.
Oh, yeah. They look just like... Downloading. Well, they were based on real footage, and they just tweaked them up and changed all the voice and audio.
Did the audio, right.
And they're amazing. If you haven't seen those people, where have you been on the internet? Mm. Anyway, the show premiered in 2010. It drew in 2.6 million viewers for its very first episode, which is crazy. The surreal show follows best friends Finn and Jake. There it is, Jake the dog.
Oh, Jake.
As they traverse the land of Ooh. The show became a pop culture phenomenon over the last 6 years with its own clothing line, comic books, other products, as well as numerous guest stars, including Andy Samberg, Neil Patrick Harris, and more. It says Adventure Time changed the definition of what kids' TV series could be like, and it's a resounding impact on popular culture around the world, says Cartoon Network's chief content officer, Rob Sorcher. Let's see. The show will bow after 142 half-hour episodes. That's a lot.
That is.
I can't believe that's 6 years. Oh my gosh. I feel like that show just premiered. And the weird thing about it.
Oh, no. Nine seasons would be 142.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be 142, but it was six years ago.
Oh, I see what you're saying. 2010. Yeah. It's been 6 years. Yes. Yeah.
So here's the funny bit.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? I forgot now. Some sort of something. Some kind of deal I was going to. Oh, it premiered on Nickelodeon. People don't know this or remember this.
Oh, really?
But if you find the pilot and watch it, Nickelodeon logo down at the bottom the whole time. So they originally were going to do it. I don't know all the details, but I think they had picked it up and then changed their minds. And then Cartoon Network came around and said, yeah, we'll do it.
Swooped in. Whoops.
Yeah, smart move. Nice going.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dumbasses over at Nickelodeon. Take that, Eric Van Skyhawk and Andreas Ekberg.
Right.
It says, and Adventure Time was a passion project for the people in the crew who poured their heart and art into the story, says show's creator Pendleton Ward. He's got the greatest name. It's also, he needs to open like a weird mall shop and just call it Pendleton Ward. Don't you think?
Like Montgomery Ward?
Yeah. And just sell like fancy little knickknacks and I don't know. What would you sell there?
I was thinking it would be more like a part of New Orleans that you don't want to go to. Like, make sure you stay out of the Pendleton Ward.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a good point. It's only one street over from the nice neighborhood, too. You gotta be careful.
That's right, yes.
So there you go. It's going away. Get ready for it to be gone. We're going to come back in a minute with some app time, some Twitter questions from you, the audience. But before that, another example of Find Indy in the Middle Picking by Brian Ibbett.
That's right. Let's go to Boston. And a band called the Ballroom Thieves, just about to come out with their second album, Dead Eye, which comes out later next month. October 21st is when that album comes out. This is the first single off the album, and they're releasing it officially tomorrow, so you'll be able to pre-order the album on Amazon, iTunes, wherever, and get this track for free to tide you over until the rest of the album comes out. And this is a little more, I don't know, in line with like Mumford & Sons and Monsters and Men kind of stuff than we've played for Indie in the Middle in the past, but it's excellent. From their brand new album, Deadeye, here are the Ballroom Thieves and Anybody Else.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Oh, we get lost in the morning skies. Down in the darkness, where no one would find us for days. She keeps me burning, ooh, keeps me close to her flames. And I'm cursing the years when my ears were untrained.
Not to be by yourself. Oh, I never
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to compare that to, but that's, it was ringing some familiarity for me.
Yeah, just kind of a bluesy, I mean, I guess not as bluegrassy as Mumford & Sons or Monsters and Men, but no. But bluesy.
Yeah, I can't pick it. Maybe there's a little Tesla in there.
Like oh, old, really?
Yeah, the old wow. Tesla songs were kind of like that. They kind of had a, I know they were kind of metally too, but there was stuff in their stuff that always sounded a little bluesy.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that's
it's ringing a bell.
I love it. Yeah, I love when people come up with comparisons that I wouldn't have expected. So that's cool.
Crazy bullshit, we like to call it.
I love when people come up with crazy bullshit.
That's right. Like this. Ooh, listen, it's a theme for a show we don't do anymore, but we still reference back to it and hearken to it because we like apps and we talk about them right here.
App Slappy.
All right. It's the part of the show where we review apps for your mobile mm-hmm. device. And I'm going to start today with an app that I've chosen, Brian.
Okay.
The app I have chosen. Hold on. Here it is. So, if you are on the... it doesn't actually matter if you have it or not, but if you are specifically on iOS 10, that means that you have access to many features that didn't used to be there. Mm-hmm. One of them is kind of crazy new approach to iMessages, right? So the
yes, right.
The way you send texts and receive texts and how goofy you can be... is quite awesome compared to what it used to be. So,
for sure.
In here has been added one of the apps for said iMessage, and it's for free, is the Jib Jab app.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving this.
The Jib Jab app is awesome. I'm going to hold one of these up so people can see just how awesome. That's Mayor Giuliani chat room on the body of a stripper man. Basically, you make GIFs in real time using all sorts of funny animations, existing videos that were then tweaked or whatever. You take a picture of yourself and you put it on the heads of things. It's all done automatically. I mean, right. Taking a picture and putting it in there is like the simplest freaking thing you'll ever do. But what's nice is the integration in iMessage means that I can immediately send those things to Brian or whoever. Mm-hmm. As reaction shots or whatever, it would like no work at all. It's like literally just beep, bap, boop, and it's
so damn easy.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So there's not much else to say about it, except I really like their selection. Yeah. You search
and there's
for
so much in there. You don't realize how much is in there until you start searching. My mom texted me yesterday because she injured her foot recently and said, hey, could you come over and mow the lawn for me this weekend? And instead of saying yeah, I just went into... the Jib Jab app with my face in there mm-hmm. and did a search for mow lawn. And sure enough, there's like a video of a rapper dude mowing the lawn and wicky, wicky, wickety and with his
hands
and
stuff. That's perfect. And see, that's the whole idea of these things, right? Now, the fun of this is, I mean, obviously it's all stupid and everything, but
of course.
You can also use it to send directly to Facebook, to Twitter, to wherever you want. So you can use this anywhere you want to use it because when you install it for mm-hmm. iMessage, it makes it possible to use it anywhere else you want as well. Mm-hmm. You can store as many faces as you want. I have one of that's just my giant eyeball. I have a few of me making a face. I have Eric Van Skyhawk from his wedding in here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And again,
is there a way to take a photo like from something else?
Yes, you can bring a photo from anywhere. So you can make all the cool. Trump memes you want. Like this, nice. This Mayor Giuliani thing is exactly that for me. I just took Giuliani's face and put him on top of this one's a farting chicken.
Of course it is.
Yeah, of course it is. And some of these are based on videos, some are based on animation. That one's Giuliani racing a grocery cart in a grocery store and then wiping out. I really like it. And it's stupid and dumb, but that's why I like it. So
that's cool. I need to get the Ibit Bomb face from the sticker in there.
Oh yeah, get that. Oh my gosh, get that in there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that face is perfect because it fills these little ovals like perfectly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I highly recommend it. If you're using that app, great. Even if you want to use it on its own, and I'm pretty sure this is on Android. I don't know if it's integrated into messaging or not, but I do know that it's an app over there. So, again, that's Jib Jab, and it's free. And the Jib Jab people, you know them. They used to do all kinds of cool stuff. In fact, where's Jib Jab been for the they always do political season stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, no kidding. That's how they got made their name was like the... the videos with W and
maybe they have. I haven't looked. Let's look at the Jib Jab site. It says
like John Kerry and George W. Bush or something, or even earlier than that.
Make your friends laugh all year. Let's see. I'm just trying to see if there's anything where they're actually making this anymore. I think it's all just come and make your own shit now. I don't think they.
That's a bummer because
that is
a big
bummer. Yeah.
That was.
Yeah, Jib Jab. I don't think Jib Jab makes them anymore. I think they make stuff for me and you to go dink with, but I don't think they make like parody stuff anymore.
Right. That's yeah. It looks like they do music videos where you can do Cake by the Ocean by DNCE. And
yeah, I mean, this makes sense. That's probably where the money was.
Right.
You know, like this actually makes money somehow, but the other thing didn't. Well, anyway.
That's too bad.
That is a bummer. Doesn't make. Oh, it is Android on Android. I just found it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well,
anyway. Thousands of gifts and more. Get our app today. All right, that's mine. Brian, what do you got?
All right, sorry. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it looks like 2014 was the last original that they created.
Because in 2012, they were doing Romney stuff.
Right, there it is right those. There. The first one I remember seeing, yeah, was George Bush and John Kerry doing the This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land.
Stuff was great.
It was great. 2004. Was when that was done. Jeez.
Whoa, really?
But nothing since, yeah. Mm. But nothing since 2014, since December of 2014.
Well, they made a business, and now this is how they make their money. F us and all our creative needs and wants.
Yeah, it's too bad. Mm. It's, yeah. Anyway, all right. So, Scott, you know, when you need a good race game, when you need a good fix of races, you probably, you know, you launch your Steam or you launch... your PlayStation 4. Maybe you pull up a Wipeout. You know, you play a little Wipeout on your...
love Wipeout.
Yeah, well, maybe you want to play Wipeout on your iPad Pro, Scott.
What?
Yes. Or even on your Apple TV. Say it again. What?
What? How is this possible? How
There's
do they
a game
have the
called
rights?
AG Drive.
Oh, okay.
It is a free download right now. Normally, I think it's $4.99 or $9.99, but today it's a free download. AG Drive... And it is Wipeout. Mm. It is Wipeout on your iPad. It is Wipeout on your iPhone. You control by, you know, it's tilt the thing back and forth. And I've played a bunch of those tilt the thing back and forth games, Need for Speed and a couple others. This one, for some reason, feels so much smoother and so much better.
Good, because I usually hate that. I hate them normally. So it's nice to hear that that's good.
Yes, you'll like this. And then you've got your accelerator with your right thumb, your brakes with your left thumb, and a turbo that pops up after you've been playing for a while. So far I've only found like three or four different courses, but I imagine they're going to be adding more. But hey, it's a free game, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a blast. It's AG Drive. I believe this is just iOS. I'm going to look right now and see if it's on Android as well. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. It is on Android.
Oh, good.
Big thanks to Zorg Entertainment. But yes.
Thanks, Zorg.
It is... It uses on iOS. It uses the metal graphics, and just looks so gorgeous.
All right, I'm downloading it now. You had me. Yeah. It's like Wipeout. That's all you had to say.
It's all I needed to say.
Yeah, my love of electronic music started with Wipeout 1, and kind of that's when things blossomed for me. And that would have been what year was that? Like 97.
Wipeout. Yeah.
And I got so into it. I started listening to Crystal Method. I started listening to the Left Field, or just Left Field. Mm-hmm. Orbital, like all those kind of bands. London Underground, was that it? Whatever. And I still
not
love
Digital
it today.
Underground. That's a different thing.
No, it was London something. I forget. Anyway, I love that stuff, and that started it for me. And it was impossible now for me to play any kind of futuristic racing hover game if I don't have that kind of music with it. Mm-hmm. It has to be there.
Yeah.
And the second game soundtrack is maybe one of the best soundtracks ever made.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Even all the like the Vita games were really good, and the PSP games were good.
Yeah, they did great with the Vita. Yeah.
So it's nice to know somebody knocked it off good.
Mm-hmm. Somebody knocked it off real good.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me.
Made my own Wipeout real good.
I made a good Wipeout. So get it today because it's free on iOS. Is it free on Android today also or no? Those are often separate sales. So who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
It's very difficult for me to check that, Scott.
If y'all have an app you'd like to recommend on the show, you can email us those recommendations, by the way.
Yeah, please do.
Happy to showcase yours as well. That address is themorningstream@gmail.com. All right. Twitter time, maybe. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Do we have it? I do. Here you go.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Oh. The newest tweet. I think.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
I might even vote. I might vote Rick Perry
just
over Donald Trump.
Write in Rick Perry.
I like him better than Donald Trump, and I can't stand Rick Perry. That'll tell you something.
Right wow, there. Not even going to write with, if you're going to do a write-in, why not write in Mitt Romney?
Oh, I'd write in Romney in a heartbeat. I'm just talking about like the worst, like Romney I'd vote for right now, right this second.
Right, right.
But just about any other Republican except, I don't.
No, not.
No Christie, no Cruz.
No Cruz.
The two C's are really bad.
Right. Now, Kasich would have been great.
Kasich
would have put in, but well, it would have been such a great fight between Kasich and Clinton, or Kasich and Sanders, right?
Yeah, yeah, we could have had a real debate the other night.
Just really, I hope people realize how much we got gypped. We got
complete gypped. If you ever vote conservative in your life, y'all got gypped. So, me too. I go back and forth. And guess what? I'm getting gypped this year. The GOP gypped me. And I'm not trying to make fun of gypsies. I'm sorry, gypsies everywhere. I know this is a derogatory term in your culture. But we got we got gypped. We got hornswoggled. We got handed a bag of chips. And they're oily. All right. Let's do these tweets. These are the Ask TMS hashtag tweets that come to us all week and a lot today. And we're going to start with our first question here. It comes from Neil Patel. Who says, I started listening from episode one, can I be TMS's number one Indian fan? Sold my scooter, though. Well, Neil Patel, who is of Indian descent, that is to say, dot, not feather.
Right. Eastern Indian.
Brian said it better.
I like your way better, honestly, being honest.
It's a little more insensitive, but
straight to the point.
Neil, you are automatically that guy. So unless someone wants to challenge you, I think you're our number one Indian fan.
Nice.
Good to have you. Joey asks, does anyone use a bar of soap anymore? I do.
Yeah.
You do too. Yeah, I've heard
in the
this.
Shower we do. It's Lever 2000.
Yeah, get all your 2000 parts.
That's right.
I'm
glad they don't list the 2000 parts you can wash with the soap on the commercials.
You can do your ear and your elbow and your and penis.
Your anus.
And your anus.
Wash your taint.
All right. What else here? We got one from Sarah Espinoza. Says, if you guys had to have one Frog Pants All-Star live with you indefinitely, plus their family, can't be each other, who would it be? So,
wait. Oh, so one, okay, so to live here in our house?
Yeah, like which of the Frog Pantery people that we all associate with, who would you rather have? And it can't be me or and it can't be you.
Sure. I think Dunaway for me. Because I've roomed with Dunaway in Dragon Con.
Yeah,
and
he's a fine roommate.
I've never really roomed with any of the other Frog Panthers.
I've roomed with Tom. I've roomed with Jury a little bit here at the house. And you, of course, had, you know, Nicole over and things
like
that.
We've had Jury over. We've, you know, Jury stayed here. Nicole stayed here.
Yeah, and they're all great. But I think I'm going to say Dunaway as well. There's something about, let me tell you about Dunaway. You will never have a time with him where you feel like your friendship is bullcrap. Do you know what I mean? And that's not to say I feel that way about anybody else, because I don't.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
I don't mean that at all. But I just mean there's something about he's got a way about him that makes me glad to know him.
Yes.
It's very hard to describe.
He's the genuine article.
Yeah.
For sure.
Plus he makes me laugh sometimes super hard. How about this one? Scott Lees says, does Mars still need women? No. It never needed them. That movie's terrible, and they didn't need women then. They don't need them now. We all need women. We all need men. Mars needs neither of us.
Right? Yeah. We should see that, because I honestly don't know why Mars needed women.
It was just
we need to watch it for a film set.
Yeah, they were running out of reproduction candidates.
Oh, so don't spoil it.
Well, it's the whole premise of the movie. It's like some 1952 thing. It's super old.
So how did all these men end up on Mars?
I think the assumption in the 50s before we ever went to the moon was, we suppose they're just like men, and if we send them our women, they'll impregnate them and continue the species. Like, they weren't thinking like they were exotic species. I think they thought Martians might just be like us or something. I think that's how it went. It's super dumb.
I think that regardless, it needs to be added to the film sack list.
I agree. That needs to stream somewhere. Stat. Mm-hmm. How about this one? Assuming no cost, would Coverville allow his preprint figures commercial on during the Super Bowl? So it would cost you nothing, and it would be wedged in between Workforce and or Salesforce commercial and like Pepsi, right. And there you are right in the center of it going, I can check if I can use your phone.
Hell yes.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yes. Whatever it takes to make that happen.
Of course we would. Why would you somebody, not?
We need to know somebody who works at who can like accidentally hit a button that's like, oh, here, and then now play the McDonald's commercial.
Yeah, it would be amazing. So I'm all for this. By the way, for those who don't know what we're talking about.
The new health and fitness section? I'm not sure, but I'll find out if I can use your phone.
How many times has this happened to you?
All we need to do is put that in black and white. This is really what it was. It was like we were the inept
I want the chicken salespeople. One. The chicken one's the one I want, though.
The chicken one is the best
it's
one
It's really the greatest thing I've ever seen. Okay, here's one. Scott Lees also asks, true or false, Chris Metzen is planning to surprise us with a run for POTUS. False. He wants to paint Warhammer 40K figures and watch TV. That's what he wants to do. He literally sent me a text. I said, how'd your first Monday at home? He sent me a text with a photo of Star Wars on a screen in front of him and a table covered in Warhammer stuff and paint. He says, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. And it was a week his last day. A week. And he's already doing it.
That's awesome. Yeah, though. Could you imagine him as president, though?
Oh, he'd be great. I'd vote in a heartbeat for
Christmas. Americans, are you guys ready? Let me hear you, Horde. I mean, Russia or whatever. Let me hear you, Republicans. Hey, Democrats, don't think I forgot about you. Let me hear it.
That's right. He totally could. Yeah. Peter Fisher says, no Motorcycle Florida. Oh, so Motorcycle Florida guy played too much GTA. What crime would people commit after playing too much Civ, Pokemon, WoW, or Smash Brothers? All right, too much Civ, they would...
Civ?
Civilization.
Oh, Civilization. Okay.
You're thinking of Civ, our friend Civ.
I am. I was like... Too much Civ.
Too much hassle. Civ. Too much Civilization, you would take too long to make a decision. Too much Pokemon.
Just be throwing things at everything like, oh, yeah, I'd like to eat that. Oh, thanks for making dinner, honey. Boom, and you throw a ball at it. Yeah. Oh, I thought I was still playing a video game.
Throwing your balls at people. too much WoW. Well, let's see what that's like right now. I don't get things done.
Experiencing it.
Yeah, having that now. Too much Smash Brothers. You probably just... Your eyeballs won't stop twitching or something. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, on my walk, by the way, I kind of made the mistake of listening to the most recent episode of The Instance.
Mm.
And if there's anything that makes you frustrated with how much work you have and how much time you don't have and not being next to a computer, it's listening to the show about the game you're loving right now.
Yeah, and the one you would rather be doing besides all of that stuff. I totally agree.
Yeah, totally.
It's hard for me to do it and not feel that way.
Yeah.
What kind of Russian business would be called too much hassle? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Linky McScott's, I did it wrong. What kind of Russian business would be called too much tassel?
Too much tassel. Well, it'd be a stripper wear store.
All right, so we can have fun with this. So for the tree thing with your neighbor, it's too much hassle. For a stripper store or stripper place, it'd be too much tassel.
Right.
For CBS, when they're thinking of what to cancel for the year, it would be too much castle.
Too much castle, yeah.
Too much castle.
Too much castle.
What else would it be?
You're looking at Andre the Giant's career and saying, oh, too much wrestle.
Donald Trump is going too far to become president. Too much asshole. How about that one?
That's good.
What's another one?
Asshole.
Vassal. Well, vassal's good.
Too much vassal.
lubricant. Too much vassal. I don't know, but I love that. He's still my favorite thing you've ever brought up on the show, besides maybe the lady with the hey Birdum is the all-timer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
But too much hassle is just, it's the gift that keeps on giving. What smell always reminds you of your grandparents, says Katie Talmo?
Oh. for me, this is going to sound really weird, but the smell of rosé wine that comes in the big old Parmesan jug.
Oh, wow. Are they the ones that would make no wine before it's time?
Right, but those like the big old... dark brown jug of wine that he would get and mix with seltzer water to make wine spritzers. That was his drink, man. He'd sit there. It's really funny to think about now because he was such like a, you know, big, big manly Hungarian, and he's drinking wine spritzers and watching racing on TV.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. It's all coming back to you.
Oh, Carlo Rossi. That's right. Not Paul Masson, but the Carlo Rossi bottles. Yes.
All right. For me, it's the smell. If it was the one set of grandparents, it was the smell of pipe tobacco, because my grandpa smoked a pipe and it was a hardcore pipe. Like, it smelled like a pipe shop, like a tobacco shop every time you're over there. And there was something really comforting about that, except it killed him later. But anyway, so there was that. And then on the other grandparent side, it was pumpkin raisin cookies, because my grandma constantly had pumpkin raisin cookies being made.
Oh my god, that sounds awesome!
I know, they were so good, so good,
freaking delicious.
They weren't even, they would do them all year, so it wasn't even just like a fall or a Halloween thing. It was like all the time. Final one here.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, Brian, you could totally do this. All right, Ken Shabby says, when is Scott and Brian? I would say Brian going to jump on the creepy clown bandwagon and frighten some kids. You would be the coolest freaky clown, dude.
Oh,
not just
because
not just because you shave your head, although that helps. But I just think you would make.
Well, but I'd put a wig on. I wouldn't be the bald creepy clown. I'd be like I'd have to get like a big old red afro.
Yeah, which is fine. But then it's something about your photo bomb face that would be. Oh my gosh, it would be great.
I would be too worried, honestly, right now about doing that and getting the crap beat out of me by a gang of teenagers.
Well, it can happen.
Somebody pull a gun on me or something. I would not want to be a creepy clown. Right now is a bad time to be a creepy clown.
Yeah, I don't. You're being called out left and right for being a creepy clown.
Creepy clowns have it rough right now with the this point in our humanity.
They've never had it so hard. Those creepy clowns. Right. One final question is more of a technical one. Gabriel Hager says, is there a Skype account we can call for higher quality audio during the question segment on regular shows? The answer is no. Although, if you have me as a Skype friend and you're using Skype, meaning, you know, just using Skype and not a phone, those are better quality, but we'd all have to be friends. And I don't mind adding people, but it just means you'd have to be that beforehand.
Mm.
The phone number is nice because you just call in. Now, sometimes you'll notice
I had it backwards because I was telling people, somebody asked about that in the Facebook group this afternoon, and I think I reversed it. I said, if you're a Facebook friend, it kind of messes things up, but so it's the reverse of that.
Facebook.
So you do want to be, I'm sorry, not, yeah, well, somebody asked me on Facebook.
Oh, asked you on Facebook.
A Skype friend, yeah. Mm. If you're a Skype friend, then it is actually the better way to do it.
It is better, assuming they have a decent microphone and stuff. Like, if they've got a crappy mic, it won't matter anyway, but... But if they're on their phone, as you notice, some days are better than others. Well, why? Mm-hmm. Well, it's because somebody's phone is a better quality than another guy's phone. So somebody's using some throwaway $49 cheapy Android thing, and somebody else has top of the line, you know, Galaxy 7 or something. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be a world of difference in call quality. So it's not a whole lot we can do about it. But thankfully, it's just higher or lower now, and they don't have to really say much else. So it's easy.
Cool.
That's it for your questions. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it on the frequent. It's going to do it for us. Big thanks for everybody hanging around for our Thursday afternoon business here. The TMS PM comes to you because you support us at patreon.com/TMS. If you've got time and the wherewithal, please go there and support the show. It's how we survive. patreon.com/TMS. We're streamed every day live, both on alphageekradio.com and diamondclub.tv. Big thanks to those guys for all their work. If you want more great content, go check those out. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. All our contact are there. All our contact details are there. The Frogpants emails and phone numbers and the Twitter accounts and all that stuff. We even have a Reddit, frogpants.reddit.com. Brian, let's get the hell out of Dodge.
Sure. Music? How about a cover going out? I want to pull up some notes here because there is a bit of interesting trivia. Marlon wrote in and said, "Dear Serpent Sting and Backstab, 2 years ago, you gentlemen played my request for my fiance at the time, and I am forever grateful. Today, I submit a request for my wife's and my honeymoon and our second anniversary. Leslie, these past 2 years have been the best years of my life. Even in my wildest dreams, I couldn't imagine a woman as compassionate, as silly, as lovely, and as loving as you are. Behind every great man is a great woman. I'm only great because I have you by my side." Marlon says, for my request, a cover of Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now, or Blake Shelton's God Gave Me You, or Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer would be awesome. If none of those appease the cover gods, I leave it in your more than capable hands. Shove the glow flow, Marlon. All right, we'll have a little bit of trivia, because I Think We're Alone Now was not originally done by Tiffany. Hers was a cover.
Yeah, I knew this.
Right. And this was kind of a cool thing, because in the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1987, I believe. I think that's when it was.
Sounds about right.
Let me make sure, because that's the, that is the version, or that is the thing that I wanted to find out.
That's about when she was rolling around in the malls, doing the mall tours.
Yeah, 1987. So the month before that was another cover at the top of the 100, the Billboard 100 chart. Basically, it was, you know, her song was 2 weeks at number one, and then right after hers dropped off the top spot, Billy Idol's Money Money made it to the top spot. Also a cover. And you know what's really cool about that? They're both covers of Tommy James and the Shondells.
Wow.
So two sequential number one hits on the Billboard chart by two different artists, both covers of songs that were released 20 years earlier by Tommy James and the Shondells. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I would agree.
Impress your friends with that trivia. Anyway, the reason I picked the version you're about to hear is because it actually feels like a cover more of the Tiffany version than the original Tommy James and the Shondells. Lenya Lovitch, by the way, does a really good version of I Think We're Alone Now that came out a few years before the Tiffany version. But the one we're playing is The Birthday Massacre from their 2008 album Looking Glass. This is a much harder version of I Think We're Alone Now.
All right, let's play it. I guess you guys come back, I don't know, Monday?
Monday? Sure. Monday sound good to you?
Yeah. We'll bring you the best, biggest news of the weekend and hang out with you a little bit more. Here's this song. Enjoy it. Go to the mall and watch someone sing in celebration. We'll see you then.
Children.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
I don't have a plain thing to push. Hold on.
Too early to get a fish sandwich.
End times.
All right, there we go. Both of those work.